Hi there. The word for you today is, it happens to the best of us. In 1 Corinthians 10 verse 11, Paul writes, these things happened as examples. Stories told of a pastor building a fence while the neighbor's 12-year-old son watched. The pastor smiled and said, are you interested in carpentry? Nope, the boy replied. Just want to hear what a preacher said when he hits his thumb with a hammer. You know, you are the only Bible. You are the only Bible some people will ever read, and they're watching to see how your life lines up with what you profess. Indeed, some are hoping for confirmation of the life-changing power of Jesus, while others are just looking for a chance to say, see, Christians are all hypocrites. So we want to set a good example. But let's face it, sometimes we fall short. And as humbling as it is to mess up, God uses those failures. Paul writes about it. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, the New Living Translation. It reads, God uses those failures to make it clear that our power is in Him, not ourselves. Now, God doesn't glaze over the shortcomings of even the most notable saints. No, they're all written down. 1 Corinthians 10:11, they're all written down so that we don't repeat their mistakes. For example, Abraham, who was known as the friend of God, what credentials? He actually lied and said his wife Sarah was his sister to save his own neck. Moses, the mighty leader, lost his temper and disobeyed God and forfeited the promised land. David, who's called a man after God's heart, committed adultery and then covered his tracks with murder. Peter, the head of the church, denied the Lord not just once but three times. And John Mark, who wrote the book of Mark, gave up and went home during a missionary trip. Hey, they're all in there, warts and all, and Paul says, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, we are just as capable of messing up as they were. So don't get discouraged when you stumble. Admit your mistake. Apologize to the people involved. Ask God for forgiveness. Then forgive yourself. Learn from what happened and move on.